with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. A split Congress could make the trade deal between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada more complicated. Wall Street Journal reporter Will Malden explains.
The interesting thing is that Democrats actually are supportive of Mr. Trump's trade policy. On the other hand, there's a political chasm between the two parties, so it may be difficult for them to support a new version of NAFTA.
We'll have the details, but first, these top stories. The Federal Reserve wrapped up its latest meeting on Thursday, holding short-term interest rates steady and giving a positive assessment of the economy. Wall Street Journal reporter Nick Timiraos says the Fed's statement was little changed from its September assessment.
The bottom line is that the Fed sees the economy performing well, job gains have been strong, growth has been solid, and so it doesn't change anything relative to what we thought the Fed, how they viewed the world before this most recent meeting.
Timiraos said the Fed did not express concerns about future growth, but did flag a slowdown in business investment. The big question now, he says, is inflation and whether a half-century low unemployment rate will start to put more pressure on wages and lead to a rise in prices. A federal appeals court has rejected the Trump administration's plans to cancel Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, which provides protections and benefits to undocumented immigrants who came to the United States when they were children. The three-judge panel said the administration voiced inadequate and flawed reasoning for ending the program. The issue is likely to end up before the U.S. Supreme Court. U.S. oil prices entered a bear market on Thursday, declining for a ninth straight session amid concerns of a surplus. Prices closed down at $60.67, down 21% from an October peak. At least 12 people have been killed following a mass shooting at a country music bar in Southern California late Wednesday. The suspected shooter, also confirmed dead, has been identified as Ian Long, a Marine who authorities say may have been struggling with post-traumatic stress disorder. For the latest details, visit WSJ.com or the WSJ app. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was hospitalized Thursday after falling in her office the night before, fracturing three ribs. Ginsburg, who is 85, is the court's oldest member and senior liberal justice. She was appointed to the court in 1993. Tesla has named its new chairwoman, board member Robin Denholm. Denholm, who has served on Tesla's board since 2014, spent 7 years at Toyota in her native Australia, where she was a senior financial manager. She's also the chief financial officer of Telstra, an Australian telecommunications company. Her appointment as Tesla's chairwoman is part of a settlement between securities regulators and CEO Elon Musk to end claims he misled investors. The settlement required him to step aside as chairman. Still to come, how a split Congress could complicate the new NAFTA agreement. A split Congress will have several issues to wrangle with, including U.S. trade policy. And Democrats taking the House majority could complicate those efforts. Joining us now from Washington with the details is Wall Street Journal reporter Will Malden. Will, the U.S. and Mexico agreed to a rewrite of the North American Free Trade Agreement earlier this year, and Canada came aboard in September. But this is not a done deal, and even more so now that Congress is split.
That's right, Anne-Marie. It's never easy to get a trade agreement through Congress. Anybody who tells you that it's easy is probably not seen some of the latest trade battles. So it's especially difficult, though, if a president from one party who negotiated the deal is trying to get it through a chamber of Congress headed by the other party, in this case, the House of Representatives. And the House Speaker has a special ability to derail what would ordinarily be a pretty simple process for at least considering the agreement.
And what are some of the major concerns of Democrats at this point, and what is the likelihood they'll be able to push Republicans on meeting them in the middle?
Well, the interesting thing is that most Democratic lawmakers are actually similar in trade policy to the Trump administration. They're a bit skeptical. They want better deals that favor American workers rather than businesses. And so some of the elements in the new trade agreement were designed to appeal to people like many of the House Democrats that took over. But the problem with that is House Democrats really want high labor standards in Mexico especially. And this agreement would be an improvement on that in comparison with the original NAFTA. But Democrats aren't satisfied with the enforceability of those new labor provisions. They want it airtight, where if Mexico violates the labor standards, or Canada, or anyone else, that there'll be an enforceable mechanism to hold that country to account.
And we've also heard from unions on the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, with the AFL-CIO saying it had doubts the deal would help working families. How much is that input likely to have an effect here?
Well, we don't have the final cards yet from the unions. We do have some initial reactions, and they do want more labor enforceability, like we mentioned with the Democrats. And certainly the unions in the past have been the key to, or at least have explained the Democratic votes. But some unions are happy. The Teamsters got some good things. Other unions may be happy with the deal, but it's a little bit too early to say at this point. And a lot of it depends on politics. You know, how much are the unions willing to work with this administration on something like NAFTA? They did work very closely in the negotiation stage, but whether they got enough to make them fully support the deal is one thing. However, it may be possible to push through the agreement if unions don't get in the way and don't actually go out and rally against it.
What are we hearing from the president and trade representative Robert Lighthizer on the prospects of a deal now that Congress is split?
Well, you know, that'll be interesting to see, because it remains to be seen how exactly they'll structure their congressional push. Typically, the U.S. trade representative is a more political figure. Robert Lighthizer is a long-term trade expert and trade lawyer, and he designed the deal with the help of Democrats, including Senator Brown, for example, and some Democratic members in the House. What I heard from his spokeswoman yesterday is that they think the deal will go through. They designed it in a way that should appeal to a lot of Democratic and Republican votes. But we have heard some pessimism from Trump, or at least some cynicism about the Democrats willing to vote for any of his priorities, including the new version of NAFTA, which he calls USMCA. We also heard that from White House officials, some concerns that the Democrats might not play ball here. So there could be a grand bargain where things get worked out. Democrats could be drawn to the agreement, or, you know, President Trump could say, I'm going to pull out of NAFTA unless you vote for this, which could also provide some leverage.
So what happens next? What kind of potential timeline are we looking at?
Most of the congressional aides I spoke to, most of them say that it's probably not going to start too early in the year next year, but sometime in 2019, you probably will see some movement. And it depends on when the administration develops legislation that's designed to implement this deal that they reached with Canada and Mexico. So I would imagine around the middle of the year, you would need to get that going. And then it's a matter of weeks at least to get it through Congress. If you get far beyond that, you're getting into the early stages of the presidential campaign for 2020, which would, you know, start to heat up probably around late 2019. At that point, you might have prominent Democrats weighing in, making it more difficult, prominent Democrats who are looking to be 2020 candidates or 2020 nominees.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Will Malden joining us from Washington with more on how a split Congress could complicate the trade deal between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. Will, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Anne-Marie.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.